a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Some parents in the Salt Lake City School District say all online learning is harming low-income kids and violating their constitutional rights. And they're thinking about suing the district to change things. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the man who admitted to murdering Mackenzie Lewick will spend his life in prison. Ayula Ajayi was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Well, for northbounders on I-15, we have a crash blocking the left construction split. Approaching 5600 South and Roy, that's causing your heavy delays all the way back to Layton. Also a crash northbound to I-15 leaving Orem, but before Pleasant Grove and all lanes now open, the crash is over to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy and chilly today, and then temperatures go up before a major drop in temps this weekend.
48 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
If he's elected president, he'll tackle COVID with more rapid testing for free, says former Vice President Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware.
We need to increase both lab-based diagnostic testing, with the results back within 24 hours or less, and faster, cheaper screening tests you could take right at home or in school.
President Trump rallying a crowd at the senior community, The Villages, Florida, on Biden.
All he talks about is COVID, 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 because they want to scare people, and we've done so well with it.
At least 52 million votes have been cast in the election so far. Since Sunday, 14 states have reported a record number of new COVID cases. ABC News has learned that Russian agents since at least September have conducted a campaign against a wide variety of targets, including dozens of government and aviation networks, and that systems containing voter registration information from two counties, one in Indiana and another in California, were successfully hacked by the Russians. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Health experts in the CDC agree the pandemic is leaving many of us feeling exhausted. On this week's Let's Get Moving podcast, Maria Chaleos talks about what we can do to boost our energy. Dietitian with the Utah Department of Health, Laura Cole, says first off, don't skip meals and don't skimp on carbohydrates.
They just have this idea out there that carbs are bad, and that's not true at all. Our brain needs carbohydrates to function, and so we can start feeling a little mentally foggy if we don't get enough carbs. And also our muscles prefer carbohydrates for energy. So if we're depriving them of that energy, our body has to resort to less efficient ways to get energy, and we might start feeling more lethargic.
Cole says cravings are a sign that you're not eating enough, and she says there are a lot of great healthy snacks.
And it's always a good idea to pair like a fruit, a vegetable, or a grain with some protein, because that'll help kind of slow the digestion and give you that slow release energy again. So maybe something like an apple with peanut butter, or whole grain crackers with some string cheese and carrot sticks. Hummus is always a great thing to use as a dip and a little flavor enhancer. Popcorn's a whole grain, and you get the benefit of having the large volume without a lot of calories.
And make sure you stay hydrated.
Being 1% dehydrated can cause us to feel more lethargic and cause literally our blood gets thicker. And so it just takes us more effort to do what we're doing.
More tips on improving your energy level on the Let's Get Moving podcast with Maria Chaleos. Get it on the KSL News Radio app or anywhere you get your podcast. KSL News Time 349, still emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
It all began with a crash northbound I-15, 5600 South Roy in the left construction split. Since that left split is narrow and only one lane, that's all it takes. And that means all the overflow is on the main flow of I-15 northbound. So you have delays from 5600 South and Roy backing past Gentile Street in Layton. It's a very slow ride trying to get through the upper portion of Davis County. If you're considering Highway 89, some spots of slowing, but the worst of it on northbound Highway 89 is going to be from SR 193 up to the I-84 junction. Slowing as well on the southbound side. That's going from 31st Street in Ogden down to Sunset. Steve?
Well, more emergency traffic in Utah County. There's a crash northbound I-15 at Geneva Road in the Linden area. That's causing big backups now with the center lane closed, but it had been moved now to the right side with a one-lane block. Got delays back to 400 North. Meantime, north and southbound I-15 in great shape traveling through Salt Lake County between downtown Salt Lake and Bluffdale, and southbound I-15 in good shape from the Point to Provo. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brand you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast with KSL's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, guys. 7-day forecast. We have some colder weather ahead this weekend. 60 on Saturday. By Sunday, a high of 40. And then overnight lows in the mid-20s Sunday night for record cold temperatures. On Tuesday, we'll top out at 42. Then overnight lows back into the mid-20s. By the end of the week, we climb back up towards 60. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Yeah, we're going to see a cold snap. It's 48 degrees in Salt Lake City at 351.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye so many times before. Her heart is breaking
before. I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. I hear you have a new promotion going on as we head into colder weather.
We do. From October till the end of the year, when you buy any lift chair, one of our comfortable electric beds, or a scooter from Alpine, we'll include a luxury Serenoni blanket.
I love those blankets. They're so soft and the quality.
These are the best blankets I own. Just like Alpine, Serenoni is a Utah-owned family company, right out of Cache Valley. Small businesses have been put in a really tough spot this year, and we're really proud to partner with Serenoni to keep our customers safe and comfortable at home.
I think that's all anyone wants right now is to be comfortable at home.
For sure, which is why we're inviting you to visit any of our 9 locations today. And we'll find you the best lift chair, scooter, or one of our super comfortable electric beds for you or your loved one. For more information, visit us at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Thanks for shopping local.
Here's what we have in Utah. An attorney general firm in conviction. Someone tough who doesn't back down from the big fights, who leads when others won't. Sean Reyes is standing shoulder to shoulder with the men and women of law enforcement, fighting any attempt to defund the police. And Sean Reyes is endorsed by the Utah Fraternal Order of Police, who called him, quote, a well-known vocal advocate for cops and their families. Sean Reyes is working to stop burdensome job-killing regulations to jumpstart the economy, working tirelessly with Utah job creators to expand opportunities for Utahns. Sean Reyes is a leader and international voice in the fight against human trafficking. Just last year, he prosecuted a politician in a 3-state adoption fraud scheme. Here in Utah, we have Attorney General Sean Reyes, and he's working tirelessly to keep us safe.
Paid for by RAGA Utah PAC, authorized by Friends of Sean Reyes.
In business, things move quickly. You have to be ready to shift, pivot, adapt, then do it all over again. Comcast Business gives you fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. And for a limited time, you can also get fast shipping with Amazon Business Prime Essentials. Wow, that was fast. So no matter what comes next, you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing new offer. Get started with powerful internet and voice for $64.90 a month for 12 months. And ask how you can get 1 free year of Amazon Business Prime Essentials on us. Call 1-800-333-3333. 501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 10/25/20. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Call for details.
We're watching Utah's Money. The iPhone 12 is out today. Folks who line up every year to get the newest offering are having a much different experience with the iPhone 12. Many retail locations for Apple are going to require reservations. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 28 points, the S&P added 11, and the NASDAQ gained 42 in a mixed market to wrap up the week. KSL News Time, 3:55.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.